My only Stephen Hawking joke is that my penis is expanding at an infinite rate. That's all I got. That's his pickup line. Welcome to Hey You Know It. I'm Jaquetta Sotmari, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir.
And we have an extra special guest today.
Hooray. Yes, we have Alexis Lambright. She is an improviser, actor, comic, and she has a one-woman show coming up very soon.
Yeah, and the topic of the show is salacious.
It is called the Alexis Lambright Telethon, Combating Adult Virginity.
So what kind of guy are you looking for to do the deed, as it were?
Smart, funny, should have a good sense of humor. Employed, preferably. I mean, I know we're dealing with
raising the bar.
I think that that's still the majority of men are employed, right? I would agree with that.
I mean, these are reasonable requests. Now, do you have anything else about like height or you know? I don't like it if I see a one wearing like a man in with a gold chain.
Okay. So no Italians is what you're saying. Or black men. No, I don't like a chain either.
I'm not a fan of like eyebrow piercings.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah. Once again, there's nothing, you're not asking for anything like crazy.
Yeah.
Are any men still doing that after the 90s? I don't really see that a lot. Eyebrow piercings?
I've seen a few and it's just really bothered me.
Yeah. As you go more inland.
There's more eyebrow piercings?
Yes.
What about on Staten Island? Is there eyebrow piercing out there?
Yeah, I think I've seen a few.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Staten Island, but I would still think that they know better than eyebrow piercing. That's deep. That's deep. So I have a question. What methods have you used to try to combat virginity? If there are some listeners out there who also want to get rid of this awful burden of virginity, what can you suggest that they try to do?
Don't go to a guy's house at 3 a.m. and expect him to not try hooking up with you, especially if you're, like, not that interested in him. I learned that the hard way.
Oh, no.
We were watching, like, Comedy Central specials.
Of course. And then one thing led to another. Well, not really. One thing almost led
to another. He, like, goes in for the kiss, and I, like, pushed.
He's like, hey, I just came to watch some cartoons that are 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
Mr. Get that. Yeah. Did he do the thing where he yawns and stretches his arm and puts it around your shoulder?
He didn't yawn. He just kind of
went in for it.
Well, like, he didn't even preface it with, like, I'm stretching and now, like, I'm cupping your shoulder.
Yeah.
Did he reach down over your shoulder and try to cop a feel?
No, he didn't.
Well, but he wasn't really going for it then. This guy.
So nobody really gave me any sex advice. Except my father, who was...
Wow.
Who said, when you go to a bar and a man brushes up against you, he's not just trying to get by. He's trying to cop a feel.
That was his advice?
That was it. And also, when you go out drinking, don't forget to coach your stomach. Eat something beforehand so you can last the whole night.
Was that... That's the sex advice?
Or
that's
just like... And then if you ever find out that you had sex, I will break your legs.
Three salient pieces of advice. I didn't get a sex talk either from my mom. We had, they separated the boys and girls, and then the girls went to learn about, like, menstruation.
Oh, yeah, that was the fourth grade thing, and you come back like another person.
And the boys, were just playing kickball.
Yes.
Like, having a good time.
Yeah, they don't need to know about anything.
We're watching basically something sponsored by Kotex that looked awful for, like, 30 minutes, and then we come back, like, crying that our whole lives are going to be ruined. So did you get any sex talk advice? We did?
Yeah, some of the great stuff. You know,
not really. I think it was kind of like an unspoken thing that
unspoken advice, the best kind.
Or something. I for some reason I had the idea that I should wait until I was married to have sex.
Okay,
I don't know if
fine.
That came from my parents or if it was
just out there.
Yeah, like, because I was
got
very...
that one.
I got that one too, but I didn't.
You didn't follow me clearly.
Clearly not.
Since your show is not about being a virgin.
No.
I went to a Catholic high school and they had
that might have been it.
That was it. And then my friends, like, I was pretty active in my church and my friends were very much like, you've got to wait until marriage. And then
I think there's nothing wrong with that if we still lived in a world where people got married when they were 18.
Right.
Right.
But I mean, come on. Nowadays, for some people, never.
Oh, you see, you went to Catholic school. I did too, and I got this piece of advice on a weekend retreat.
Where you should have probably been having the sex in the first place.
Now, the woman running the retreat decided to give us sex advice, and she said that if you French kiss a boy, it is a mortal sin. And if a boy dies after French kissing you, he has impure thoughts on his mind. And if he dies, he will go directly to hell. And you condemned his soul.
With a French kiss?
Yes.
How did she get those two things together?
Well, because the mortal sin is where you just go directly to hell. Do not pass go.
Yeah, you don't wait. There's no purgatory. Just pow.
Instead of a venial sin, which is like, go wait in purgatory and work it off and then go to heaven. Mm-hmm. You're just going right to hell. So women had the power then to cast men into hell. So if you made out with a guy, mm-hmm. killed him, he'd go to hell. You go to confession.
And you're done.
Yeah.
This sounds like cool. Feminism, Catholic style. Yeah. doesn't sound bad at all. I went to Catholic school for a couple of years, too. I don't remember them mentioning sex at all. Like, it was just one of those things that it was like, we're not talking about it. It's bad. Plus, I mean, if you'd seen some of these nuns, you know, it's like there was no... worried that they might have an impure thought, or that anyone would have an impure thought about them. These women were rough and tough.
They were tough, and they had a hard life. Mm-hmm. You ever read or hear about the day of a nun? What they do?
Pretty much nothing.
They get up at four.
Is that?
Well, there is singing, yes, and there is the harboring of African American fugitives, yes. But I think basically what they do is they slave for the priests.
They slave, yeah. They physical labor, washing floors, doing all that.
And apparently, I can understand.
It's terrible.
I can understand in the middle.
There's no time to have sex.
In the Middle Ages, in the Middle Ages, I can see it. Like being, taking a vow of chastity and all this might be a better way to go. But in today's world, there's other things you can do. You could be a stewardess. You could be a paralegal.
Yeah,
there's other things you could do.
A stewardess or a paralegal.
Whatever. If you want to do some traditional.
If you want to be in that kind of a role. I was looking around and I read there is the virginity myth. And I was like, how can it be a myth? And then they were talking about intercourse. Nobody's thinking about all the other stuff that goes on.
Oh, I saw something similar. It was called technical virginity. Are you aware of technical virginity?
Probably.
What do you think it is?
Is that where it's like you've gone to third base but not scored a home run.
Yeah. So the technical virginity, is this the same thing you're talking about?
Yeah, same, roughly,
As long as you stay away from the vagina. Mm-hmm.
There's no penetration.
Yeah. So as long as a woman receives no pleasure whatsoever, it's still technically a virgin. That's what I got from technical virginity.
Right. So then they're kind of saying that virginity now is like, it's a gray area because you could be doing all sorts of things mm-hmm. and still remain a virgin, but
if you do that one thing, then the party's over.
Then that's it.
Yeah, because I've heard, I know of some people who are virgins with the, quote, fingers.
Oh, she did air quotes to everybody.
Yeah, but have had, anal sex.
They're saying that's still a virgin.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, this is technical. Technical virginity, you can do oral sex. You can, anal sex is okay.
What?
Various things can be inserted in various places, but as soon as there is penis and vagina, party is over.
And I feel like most women or a lot of women who have had sex in the vagina probably haven't had anal sex. I mean, or would not desire that. And the ones who have had anal sex and haven't had vaginal sex are probably more.
Well, this is when I was doing my research on this, a lot of young girls who consider themselves to be taking a vow of chastity or being abstinent, they're saying that the way to get around it is by doing anal and other things. And I was like, this doesn't sound right. But then I found websites where young girls were saying, look, is it okay if I just do a quick BJ? Is it okay if we have backdoor sex? They're asking these questions. So that means that there's doubt in their minds as to whether or not there's actual. I'm saying if you've had anal sex, party over.
Yeah, that's it.
Like you're technically not a virgin in my book.
Absolutely.
Right.
So and I think they're trying to restrict the definition of virginity because let's be clear, like some of these, if you're not going to get married until you're a lot older, plus you're your teens, hormones are raging. Mm-hmm. I would rather you just go ahead and have the sex than be like, well, I'm just going to do all these other things.
Yeah, I know, right? Like,
Yeah. Unless you want to do them. But I kind of felt like the girls didn't want to do
it. As a young girl, you don't dream of anal sex.
No.
No, you don't. I'm sorry. Nobody dreams of anal sex.
Some people may.
Some may. But an overwhelming majority, I will put money on that.
Yeah,
they do not dream of anal.
They want to have vaginal sex.
But it's trying to avoid something else, like getting pregnant or what have you. Hey, how about the purity dances?
Oh, for the love of
Have you
sweet.
Heard of this?
No, what is
Alexis?
That?
Oh, thank God. Oh, my God. I was hoping that. I'm glad.
Purity balls?
Purity balls, yeah. It's where the young teenagers or young girls, they go to a dance with their fathers, and they wear a ring, and they promise their fathers that they're not going to have sex, and they dance with them.
They pledge their virginity to their father.
Isn't that sick? I find that so disturbing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I have never heard of that, and... If my father asked me to do that, I think I would try to get a divorce from my parents.
Yeah, right? Emancipate yourself.
I think it's better if they just try to shame people than do things like that. Like, it's better, you know what I mean? It's better not to talk about it at all than to have a ball.
And a dance?
Like, it's an invitation. Like, all these fathers are there dancing with their supposedly virginal daughter. You know there's a bunch of non-virgins there who are just like, whatever, I'm just doing this for the ring and the dancing and just to be here with everybody else. But, I mean... What do they do if they do get laid? Do they have to give the ring back to their dad?
Yeah.
Do they have to report it to their father?
Yeah. Look, it didn't work out, Dad. Yeah. Sorry. Somebody else got it first.
Such a creepy concept, isn't that?
I have a question for both of you, actually. This is an opinion question. In 2001, a woman at the University of Bristol sold her virginity for... 8,400 pounds. Yep. And in 2008, an Italian model who was 20 years old sold her virginity for $1 million.
Oh.
How do you guys feel about the sale of virginity? Because personally, I didn't get anything.
Right. That's true. I didn't get anything either. And it's like, I didn't get anything.
I didn't even get a mint.
I didn't get a good time. I didn't get nothing.
I had an okay time. I was drunk, of course, because I was desperate to get rid of it. But if I had known that I could have made, 8,400 pounds. And this woman was a lesbian. That's why she did it. I think she was already having sex with women. And she figured, I'm not going to do it with a dude. But if this guy's willing to pay.
Yeah.
And then the woman who was a model, $1 million, someone bought it.
I don't know how I feel about that. I think it's kind of weird.
That's prostitution, basically.
Yeah. It is, but for $1 million, hey.
Then you're a prostitute. You're a $1 million prostitute.
How many of us?
It's a one-off deal.
Yeah, it's a one-time deal.
You're a prostitute. Right. You can never take that back. And what about that article about the young girls in Mexico trying to get Justin Bieber tickets?
Yeah, for their virginity.
Yeah.
I have mixed feelings about it because on one hand, most women don't get anything for their virginity whatsoever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So $1 million for my virginity, I think that's more than good compensation. Considering how many times you have sex with someone and you don't get anything but a meal and maybe heartache.
Or a disease.
Or disease.
Or another person coming out of you 9 months
later. Yeah. Awesome. I'm excited. Really excited.
Well, I mean, it can be a wonderful thing, too. But, you know, these are women, 20 years old. This other woman's 18 years old. Yeah, the Justin Bieber thing. I feel like you're giving away a little cheap there, girls, in Mexico.
Yeah, come on. A ticket.
A ticket for Justin Bieber.
It's not even a backstage pass. Just going to the show.
At the same time. What are they going to get anyway?
Right.
So I guess it's up to the girl.
But these guys, like, putting this value on virginity, like, you know. Well, and, of course, you've heard the thing. I don't know if it's true or not about in Africa, men that have AIDS feel like if they have sex with a virgin, they can get rid of their AIDS.
Yeah. I don't know who started that one.
Yeah. I think it's
what?
Yeah.
It's like one of those, it's like an old husband's tale. I'll say. Uh-huh. It's an old wife's tale. But yeah, I have heard this. Of course, the average person in Africa knows that this is complete crap. However...
Yeah, there are a bunch of people.
There's the attachment of some kind of magical powers to virginity that makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, if you're in a horror movie, you know, you're going to be the last one standing. So that's good.
If you're a virgin.
And
so in a fictional sense, being a virgin could work. We would make it.
Yeah.
We
would make it. I would be killed instantly.
Yeah. Even though I'm black, I'd be the first to go. Then Katie, who's not a virgin, and then you would be left.
And you'd get out.
Yeah, you somehow get out.
Out the window, but you'd have a hard time getting out the window.
Yeah, you'd probably turn your ankle a couple times.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. So I looked online, and I know that you did as well, Katie. I found some famous virgins.
Ooh, okay.
Hans Christian Andersen, Danish author.
Can you believe it? I had no idea.
Yeah, it's shocking. Why? I don't know. Apparently, he was consumed with writing fairy tales. None of his fairy tales sexual in any way? They're creepy.
They're disturbing.
But not sexy.
He died a virgin?
Yes, he died a virgin.
These are people that died virgin.
Here's another person that claims to have been a virgin along with their entire country. Queen Elizabeth.
That's what they say. The Virgin Queen.
The Virgin Queen. Also, Western philosopher Immanuel Kant died a virgin.
Yeah, can you believe it?
Yeah, and he's had a profound influence on Western philosophy. I'm a little disturbed by that. Yeah. Sir Isaac Newton.
Oh, and you know what? Why I know this, I don't know. He's actually born on Christmas Day, and so am I.
Oh, see? Maybe.
And so was Jesus, another virgin.
Yes,
J. Edgar Hoover, cross-dressing, freak, and anti-Semite, anti-communist harassment guy, but a virgin. Huh. Technically, probably. Yeah. Probably technically a virgin. And then, of course, Britney Spears was claiming to be a virgin.
Mm-hmm. Before,
although I have it on low authority that she was de-virginized at a young age by her hometown boyfriend, which makes sense.
Yeah, why not?
Because she looked like a hoe.
They said that Adolf Hitler was a virgin, but I don't believe that.
He probably went to a whorehouse.
Yeah.
I can't imagine he'd stand for that.
And I don't know how to say his name, but it's Bao Shun. He was the tallest man in the world.
And the tallest virgin.
Wow. At the same time. Yeah.
They also had other people on the list there, like the Elephant Man. Okay, yeah. You know?
And Mary, the mother of Christ. She was the mother of all virgins. Mm-hmm.
You know who was not on the list? Our friend Stephen Hawking. He was not on the list as being a virgin.
Is he a virgin?
I don't think so. I don't think he's a virgin at all. I have my only Stephen Hawking joke is that my penis is expanding at an infinite rate. That's all I got. That's his pickup line.
But, you know, don't feel bad, because you're not the oldest virgin at this point. Heather McDonald, comedian.
Who the hell is that?
Yes. She's like a...
You always bring up these people that I'm like, am I living in a cave?
She's one of the comedians on Chelsea Lately. She was a virgin until she was 27. And her...
She's been her,
And she says, can't a girl dress like a hooker, dance like a stripper, and kiss like a porn star, and still be a 19-year-old virgin? She has a book called You'll Never Blue Ball in This Town Again. And it was her chronicling her virginity exploits. She apparently dated all these guys who were wealthy and handsome, and she never had sex with any of them.
Why?
She felt like she wanted just to meet the right guy.
I had a friend when, maybe we're not really friends anymore, but she was a virgin, and she was, like, determined not, like, to wait and to wait and to wait and to wait until she got married and made it special. I'm like, at a certain point, no one cares anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it stops becoming a thing where it's like, oh, it's going to be special. Plus, I think that dudes were like, forget it. If you're dating someone for, like, 3 or 4 months, in this day and age, and you're in your 30s, and you're not having sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you still have your 20s.
From the woman's point of view. Say we're dating a guy. We're one person now, apparently, for this bit. We're dating a guy. We've been dating for 3 months. He doesn't want to have sex with us.
What does that mean? What's that
going to
say?
Wouldn't you be nervous? He was having sex with someone else.
Yeah, that's like kind of, isn't
he's
that funny?
Gay.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I find it weird. I think this person's probably still not having sex because they're not married yet. And pretty soon she's going to be 40 and no one's going to care. People are going to be scared.
Exactly.
You know?
That's, and I've kind of dealt with both guys, the one that's like, oh, I want to be your first, and the one that's scared to be the virgin. They don't want to have that much responsibility.
Yeah, it's a big responsibility. I don't think, when I was younger, I wouldn't have slept with a guy who was a virgin. I would have been nervous.
Yeah.
Because I would be afraid that person would put more of an attachment to it. And also, I would, built it up to be this big thing. What if I suck?
Yeah.
You know? What if I'm just like, oh man, sorry, I went in 3 minutes. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't want a virgin either.
No. You want someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Or who has an enormous piece. That is important.
Enormous, though? For.
Yes.
Yes.
But for a virgin, I feel like
it's fine. A baby comes out of there. It's fine.
Yeah, you're going to be okay. Everything is okay. But you know, also, no matter what the size is, always look surprised and go, oh my God.
Yeah, it's huge. And it's huge. It'll get even bigger.
Right. Yeah. Right. And remember, they're more scared of you than you are of them.
Yeah.
It's true.
But you definitely don't want to be with someone who is very small. I've had that happen to me once or twice, and it's usually ended with me saying, please get out of my car. You know what I mean? Like, because it's like, you want to confront that guy and be like, you knew about this before you got in my Corolla. I didn't know. You know what I mean? Don't be angry with me.
Yeah, and you can laugh a little bit, but not don't point. You know.
And if you do point, cover your mouth while you do it. Right. Because at that point, you're sunk anyway. Like, you've blown it.
Yeah, and things happen. A lot of awkward things can happen. Just don't worry about it. Because it's that's my advice.
That's your advice. Anything weird happens, just slough it off.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep on moving.
Yeah, it's not like in a movie.
This is great advice.
Yeah, really.
Probably not.
No.
Well, someone else will be doing advice on advice on our advice. Has anyone given you any really bad advice?
Well, I've had people say just get it out of the way, just get rid of it.
Yeah, it's like.
But how do you do that?
Yeah, get it out of the way. Like it's a dog, and you have to. Company's coming.
Did they follow it up with like any suggestions, or were they like just get it out of the way?
Yeah, just
that's
no
terrible advice. That's unqualified. Yeah, just get it out of the way. There's always the when it's the last call, yell I'm drunk.
That's it.
That's one way to get it out of the way. But then you don't know where you're gonna end up with.
Right. Yeah. And you don't want anyone who lives too close to you either, because if you don't want to see them again, then it's gonna be like ugh.
Yeah.
They are at the store.
Yep. When I was dating, my thing was not in my borough.
Yeah. Not in your borough.
Not my borough. I don't want to be running to anyone on that train coming and going. No one at work. Definitely no one at work. I can't say that enough times.
Yeah, not enough.
Like, that's just a nightmare.
Don't even tell them.
Except for the possible blood factor.
Don't remember that happening.
No. Okay. No, and if there is, just be like, oh, I'm just at the end of my period.
Oh, wait.
I'm at the end of my period. A little something got dislodged. That's all.
Have you ever ridden a horse? Done gymnastics?
Done a cartwheel? I probably have broken.
All of those things. Like, I was doing my research on this. You know, they have this thing now where they want to check women in some cultures to make sure that their hymens are not broken. Sadly, anything can break a hymen.
Yeah,
yeah.
You could break into a run, pop, it is over.
Yeah.
So they have a surgery now where they can put a hymen on briefly.
Oh.
So that when they go poking around in there, they see it's there. Now this is all kinds of wrong. And silly.
Really with the blood. No, I'd still go with I'm just at the end of my period. It's just a little bit of stuff.
Some dudes like that.
Yeah. And just be like, oh, whatever. You know.
I think you should play Handel's Messiah at the moment of impact. Just have that queued up. and just act like nothing's happening.
Yeah.
But just be casual about it. Don't mind that choral music in the background. This is how it usually happens around here. Don't worry about it. I have a question about you as an artist. Okay. So how did you start to develop this piece in the first place? Was it in a class or outside of a class on your own?
It was on my own. I had an idea to incorporate some like stories about my love life into a solo show. Just like really awkward stories. Things that happened to me over the past couple of years. And I submitted a script to one theater, and it got turned down, and then the director that I was working with told me different things that I need to improve upon. And so I worked on that for about maybe 3 or 4 months. Then one point in my life, I had it was a date coming up. Well, there was a guy I was interested in, and we were supposed to go on a date, and it didn't happen. And I was like I was distraught, and I was like crying that night. And for some reason, I don't know where it came from, but this idea of like, why don't I just start a telethon to get people to line them up. Yeah. And then from then on, I changed the script. I, reformatted it and turned it into a telethon. So I did that in December.
Has there been another venues besides Magnet?
Just at the Magnet. Okay. I did like a couple open mics where I was reading the stories, but this is the only place that I've done it so far.
You know, you have a lot of technical elements in your show. There's a lot of video and sound cues and lights and all kinds of things.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a very a tough one to do sometimes.
Yes, the first show actually we had a lot of technical difficulties, so I changed the disc and made it a lot simpler so that
learning like with the stage that it's really hard to do that. But I tell you, I saw that show and you really pulled it off. You were a cool pro up there with things like, you know, falling apart. I mean, you just held it together and I was that wrong of me?
No, it was a little messy. It was a little messy.
You know what though? That's what experimental theater is all about.
I know.
The important thing is that you went for it. No, I understand what you're saying because it's like you're ambitious and you want to have. In my show, I had like 6 cues. I had like very few cues, and they still get up. So it doesn't matter. You have lights on, lights off, and that will get.
Yeah.
I saw a show, worst comedy show I've ever seen. The guy running the sound was actually blind. And I mean, he had a walking stick and dark glasses. And he was also somehow running the lights.
Oh!
And everything that you can imagine. I don't even need to tell a story because you can just imagine what happened. That people were up there on stage. They know who they are. Black people. You know it was a janky, you know what I'm saying? Just some low-budget black thing. And then all of a sudden, someone's up there doing their thing. Lights go off. And they're like, okay, they're professional. Oh. They keep going with the mic, sound goes off, and they're like, you know what? I mean, at that point, they couldn't be seen. They couldn't be heard. A friend of mine did a burlesque piece. She was about to do the big reveal. Music went off. So she had to put her clothes back on.
Oh, get out.
And exit stage left, and then come back on again.
Are you ready, world?
Yes. It was so, I mean, as long as that didn't happen. Can you imagine? She was literally about to be like, pa! And then nothing.
No sound. It was like crickets. How devastating.
She had to re-robe. I don't know, whatever. So anything can happen. What other kinds of performance do you do? What's your background in performance?
I do improv. I've been doing a lot lately. I primarily study at the Magnet Theater and UCB.
You perform there. What is the? You're in an all-female improv group, right?
Yes.
And what's it called?
We're called Funkle Todd. And we try to do a show at least once a month. Our next show is September 16th at E-Garage. It's in Long Island City, Queens.
That sounds familiar. Is that a regular comedy venue?
I believe so, yeah. They have a short-form team, Improv Nation, that performs there. And they do like a indie improv night.
Indie, as opposed to the well-entrenched corporate improv that we're all raging against. Have you had anyone come up to you, and I'm talking about gentlemen, after your show with any kind of indecent or decent proposals vis-a-vis?
Or awkward.
Yeah, your virginity. Or awkward. Because now they know.
Not yet, no.
Not yet.
I almost kind of want that because it would give me good stories.
Yeah, it's more material.
Yeah, you hear that, folks. Alexis is approachable.
Yeah. It's not for... she's not... She's a very approachable. She's a lovely young lady. I'm not saying you should approach her after a show with a decent or indecent proposal.
Know, right? What am I doing?
However, I'm surprised. Because if I were a guy and I saw a show like that and the woman seemed cool, I'd be like, hey, at least you know she's clean.
Yeah, but maybe they're scared of her. And for a woman to get on stage and to stuff, sometimes men get intimidated.
They get freaked out.
And then they don't want, and she's already talking about, you're talking about your virginity. Your next show is How I Lost It. And that guy doesn't want to be
right.
Though,
He doesn't want to have a slide of him thrown up in the technical.
Oh, I would never, I don't think I'll ever, reveal the
What
the
if
identity.
He does his own show?
Oh. Yeah, I know. Right?
how I de-virginized.
And destroyed her one-woman show in the process.
Yeah, so Alexis, where can everybody find you? You're on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter.
What is your handle?
At Alexis Lambright. The Alexis Lambright Telethon, Combating Adult Virginity, is September 23rd and 30th at 7 p.m. at the Magnet Theater.
Great. And how much are tickets?
Tickets are $7, I believe.
Wow, that is a very reasonable price.
And the Magnet Theater is on 29th Street.
29th Street between 7th and 8th Avenue.
In New York City.
All right, we'd like to thank you, Alexis, for coming in. We hope you
enjoyed being on our show.
You are our first guest.
Awesome. Yes.
I broke you all's...
Our guest hymen.
Guest hymen.
Yeah. Yes.
And you were gentle with us, and we thank you.
There was very little blood.
Okay, thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, they're more scared of you than you are of them.